Stay in touch with Mitchell's Front Page online, where you can keep talking about the issues of the day, listen to previous interviews, and connect on Facebook and Twitter. Head to mitchellsfrontpage.com. You can even podcast the show to your phone, computer, or device. That's mitchellsfrontpage.com.
This is Mitchell's Front Page. Joining me on the line now is the Channel 31 General Manager, Richard McClellan. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
And you operate a fantastic service there in Channel 31. I was just watching a couple of the programs a couple of nights ago, and it's certainly a very interesting channel to watch. I mean, what's going on with the current situation?
Well, we're seeking a commitment from the federal government to ensure the future of community television. It's as simple as that.
Yep. So are you talking about funding to assist with your operations, or is it more to do with licensing?
No, we're not asking for funding. It's to do with licensing and access the digital broadcast spectrum.
Okay, so the digital broadcast spectrum. So what are they saying is going to happen at the moment, or they haven't made a decision one way or the other?
Well, they haven't made a firm decision at the moment. We're hopeful that they will extend our license. Our transmission license, if you will, because we've already had our broadcasting services license renewed for 5 years through to 2019. And that transmission license allows us access to the broadcast spectrum. Now, what we want is not only to have our license renewed, but also to have an announcement about a permanent place on the broadcast spectrum.
Yeah, so is there much competition for the digital broadcast spectrum, and is space limited?
That's a really good question. After the restack, there is what's called the six-channel spare. Now, the previous government did have in their explanatory notes to the legislation that that spectrum wouldn't be used for another commercial television licence.
Yep.
And it would be more suitably used for special purposes, including community television. Unfortunately, this government has a different view, and they probably want to sell off that sixth channel to the highest bidder, which puts us in a bit of a difficult position as to where else we would find a place on the broadcast spectrum. Perhaps it rests with another broadcast platform.
Yeah, well, I actually remember the Pulse going through a similar situation a few years ago, where there was talk about the ABC coming in and taking our 94.7 FM position on the FM spectrum. And there was a lot of feedback from the community and a lot of submissions, and the end result was favourable to us. Have you been getting a lot of submissions and things to assist with your case?
Look, the campaign is building, and we certainly need it to strengthen. We need to show more support from the community for community television. And I think one of the important things is that this isn't about audience ratings, you know, how many people are actually watching us. It's the fundamental reason for community broadcasting, in this case community television, is access. It's openly accessible to any member of the community to participate in what is still the major medium in this country, communications and entertainment medium in this country. I'm talking about, obviously, free-to-air television.
Yeah, I mean,
the important thing is to get a message to this government that you can't just kick community television off air. And that's probably, worst-case scenario, what's in prospect.
Yeah, I mean, if it was about ratings, you'd be a commercial station, but it's not. It's about diversity. It's exactly the same things that we're standing for here at The Pulse.
Exactly. And when we renewed our licence for 5 years, successfully, I might say, that isn't part of the criteria of evaluation. That's not what our purpose is. That's not what our function is.
Yep. So you're saying it's not about funding. Where is Channel 31 getting funding from at the moment? Is it mainly through sponsorships?
Yes, it is. And we're self-sufficient. We've had a couple of good years in running a good, solid business.
Good.
But also delivering on our obligations and undertakings under a community television licence. So we're fully engaged, and Pulse FM is part of that, with our communities.
Yep, so that's a massive thing there. It's just that you're running a very self-sustainable business and you're doing some great things there on Channel 31, but it's just a matter of making sure that there is a position on the digital spectrum that's going to be available for you. Is it post the end of this year?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what do people need to do if they think that Channel 31 is a very essential part of our community, they want to support you, where should they go and what should they do?
Well, I'd like them to go onto the Commit to Community Television website. I'd like them to read what the issues are, and then I'd like them, one, to sign up, that's very easy to do, and then also to send a letter or email via the website to the Minister, and probably putting in a personal explanation as to why community television is worth preserving in this country. And those are the issues that we've talked about: accessibility, diversity, inclusion, engagement, etc.
And the Minister is obviously Malcolm Turnbull, yeah?
That's correct.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me, Richard. It's a really important issue, and I'm glad that we could get you on to just talk to us about it and say what people need to do if they want to save Channel 31.
Great. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
It's a pleasure. Richard McClellan there from Channel 31. He's the general manager with some very important advice to people that want to see the station continuing past the end of December.